Elvis Duran phone tap.
Oh, wait a minute. Whose is it? Whose phone tap is
it? It's Danielle's, Mrs. Moshkalopsis.
All right, let's get into the phone tap.
All right, here we go.
Danielle, what do you got?
So Olivia is tapping Melissa. You know, they own a little restaurant, and Miss Moshkalopsis just wants to make a reservation. She's having a party.
This is probably a very complicated Miss Moshkalopsis. Let's listen to your phone tap. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Melissa.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to book a holiday party for tomorrow.
Oh, listen, I'm sorry, but tomorrow is a little...
What?
We are booked.
Huh?
We're actually booked for tomorrow.
Huh?
So.
What?
We don't have any space to book a new party for tomorrow.
How can you be booked for tomorrow when it's only today? I mean, if it's only today, you shouldn't be booked for tomorrow. I didn't even make a reservation, and I don't know how you have all reservations for tomorrow already.
Oh, are you trying to make a dinner reservation, or are you trying to book a party?
Yeah, it's for 34 people.
Okay, so basically how it works is when you book a party, you have to do it more.
Yes,
more
right. I want to book a party. 34 people tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, okay?
No, I'm sorry. You
actually,
don't
let's make it 6. Let's make it 6. I'm an old lady. I like to go to bed early.
Okay, I understand, but we're not that kind of restaurant. You do have to book us in advance, and we're
booked
tomorrow.
Do you have mozzarella sticks? Because I like a lot of mozzarella sticks.
We cannot accommodate your party tomorrow. I'm very, very sorry. You
what?
Might want to look somewhere. We cannot accommodate your party. We have no space for you at our restaurant.
But
tomorrow.
I'm going to come at 6 because, you know, I'm an old lady. Can't sleep. So
no,
my 34 people will be there. And I also like a lot of marinara sauce with the mozzarella sticks. So make sure there's extra.
Okay. If you show up tomorrow, we will have no seats for you. We will have no mozzarella sticks for you, okay? We don't have space. I'm so very sorry.
Do you have matzo ball soup? Because half of my guests are Jewish. We're having a holiday party. We're going to have a menorah on one side of the tree and a tree on the other side. Is that all right?
If you want to book something, maybe in January or
what?
Even a couple weeks, you out.
Excuse me, who's going to have a holiday party in January? It took me a while to get your number because I don't have the internet, and so I had to go down to the store that cuts my cold cuts, you know, Bob. My son Marvin had to drive me there, and he drove me to the place that has the cold cuts, and Bob, he gave me your phone number.
Okay, yes, I appreciate Bob giving you
And then
business,
I didn't have a pen to write down the phone number, so it took me a few minutes, and that's why I called so late. So as you can see, there was a lot of things going on, and that's why I couldn't call you. I'm really sorry.
Ma'am.
What?
Huh? Ma'am, listen.
What?
I'm so sorry.
What?
I'm so sorry. I wish we could have you come in, but we can't. Maybe think of a couple other dates in the future. Call us back, and we'll try to accommodate you, okay?
All right, so
thank
you write
you so
down
much.
My
have
name.
A nice day.
My name is Moshkalopsis. Yeah, hello. You told me to call back and tell you what my earliest convenience was, so I wanted to tell you that's tomorrow.
No, I cannot do you tomorrow, okay?
What?
No.
What?
No. No.
Is it because I have Jewish friends coming? Is that the problem?
No, and I am offended that you are saying that to me.
Like to speak to your manager because I don't think you're being nice. I think it's old people, and I don't think you like my Jewish friends.
There's nothing available tomorrow, okay? We have other people that took the time to plan ahead, and so we cannot accommodate your party.
Excited. 34 of us are coming, and
sorry. You know what? Guess what? We're closed tomorrow.
You're not closed tomorrow. You're so funny.
Yes, we are.
Don't be funny.
No room at the inn. I'm sorry.
Very funny. I don't think that's nice. You just being mean to old people.
Well, you'll be sitting outside on the sidewalk looking and watching other people eat who planned ahead. We are not accommodating your party, so don't you dare come. Why are you laughing at me?
Because, Olivia, this is Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. You just got phone tapped.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm not really an old lady. And Melissa was in on it the whole time. Melissa, you there, huh? What?
Hello.
Melissa. I just aged like 10 years.
Gotcha.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
Oh, my God. How irritating is that?
What? Huh?
Oh, Lord. I still can't believe how people just stay on the phone that long.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
She only hung up once.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.